Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 26th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The CIA chief has reportedly traveled to Moscow for unannounced talks. CIA Director John Ratcliffe reportedly arrived in the Russian capital on Tuesday aboard a U.S. military C-17 transport aircraft. Neither Washington nor Moscow has confirmed the purpose of the visit or who Ratcliffe was expected to meet. Flight tracking data showed the aircraft traveling from the United States via Latvia before landing near Moscow and later returning to Riga. Former British military attaché John Foreman said such an unannounced visit by a senior U.S. official could point to escalation management or negotiations over American detainees in Russia. Ratcliffe has previously been involved in prisoner release efforts, including the release of Xenia Karolina. The trip comes as U.S.-led efforts to advance Russia-Ukraine peace talks remain stalled. Another news. Canada is striking back in the latest escalation of its trade dispute with the United States. Ottawa has announced retaliatory tariffs of up to 50% on nearly $28 billion Canadian dollars worth of American goods, including steel, furniture, tuna, and clothing. The measures are scheduled to take effect on September 8th, following Washington's latest tariffs on Canadian imports. Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne called the response proportionate and strategic, while announcing another $7.5 billion Canadian dollars in support for affected businesses and workers. President Donald Trump has accused Canada of exploiting the United States and threatened to raise tariffs on Canadian automobiles to 50% from January. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the measures could damage major Canadian industries. The dispute also raises fresh questions over the future of the North American USMCA trade pact. Around the world, the Strait of Hormuz remains at the center of a growing confrontation between Washington and Tehran. President Donald Trump says the U.S. Navy has removed or detonated all mines in the strategic waterway and warned Iran that any new mines would be immediately and systematically destroyed. Iran has not commented on the claim. The strait is crucial to global energy markets, with roughly 20% of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas previously passing through it. Meanwhile, Iran and Oman are discussing a temporary shipping corridor, although Tehran says the waterway will not simply reopen and that military vessels will not be permitted to pass. Iranian officials also warned the strait could remain closed if their demands are not met. With negotiations stalled and new U.S. sanctions imposed, safe navigation remains uncertain. Another news. The war in Ukraine is increasingly reaching the fuel pumps used by ordinary civilians. Russia has struck at least 246 Ukrainian petrol stations since April, according to Ukrainian energy analyst Oleksandr Serenko. In July alone, an open-source investigation group verified 114 attacks on filling stations, up from 66 the previous month. The attacks have killed civilians, damaged infrastructure, and forced some communities to rely on mobile fuel supplies. Ukrainian authorities are urging drivers to leave petrol stations immediately when air raid alerts sound. Yet analysts say the overall impact on Ukraine's fuel supply remains limited because the country imports fuel by road and has a large network of filling stations. Meanwhile, Ukraine's attacks on Russian oil refineries have contributed to severe shortages inside Russia. The fuel infrastructure battle is likely to remain part of the wider war. Another news. China and India are keeping diplomacy alive despite their unresolved border dispute. Senior diplomats from the two nuclear-armed neighbors met in Beijing on Tuesday and agreed to continue dialogue in search of a fair, reasonable, and mutually acceptable settlement to their disputed Himalayan border. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Indian National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held what Beijing described as comprehensive, friendly, and candid discussions on border affairs and broader bilateral ties. Relations have gradually improved since a deadly 2020 border clash triggered a four-year military standoff. A disengagement agreement was reached in October 2024, helping create space for renewed diplomacy. China says both countries should strengthen communication and reduce differences. The next round of formal border talks is expected to take place in India in 2027. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.